We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show special National Signing Day edition. We're rolling down through Penn State's 2020 class as it sits. Going into the day, 27 commits in all. He's Jim Galante. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're coming to you once again from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're down to the four-star section of the class. The final handful, about eight or so to go out of the 27. Big class here for Penn State so far. Again, there's still another signing day to go in February. And at that point, we'll start to maybe have some answers on transfer portal stuff. There could be a lot of balls in the air between now and February as well. But for now, good class so far. Goes into the week sitting at, I believe, number 12 in the national rankings. We're going by their 24/7 composite rankings as we work our way up. The next player in line, Jaden Dotton, who's a four-star wide receiver from Connecticut, 6'3", 170 pounds from Suffield Academy, ranked number 302 in the composite rankings. Good player, good length, and he plays to his length. You know, I watch his film and see a guy who knows how to play at that size, who moves well for that size. I think Penn State, you know, one of the complaints, at least for me, was that they're too small at wide receiver. You know, they're number one and two are both in that 5'9 range. And I think you can get the job done with that. But I do think that in this class, they needed to infuse a little bit of length here. You look at Malik Mega, who was 6'4", 195. You look at Jaden Dotton, who's a legit 6'3", and he plays like he's 6'3". And you add a couple big pieces as far as that goes. Good addition here.
Definitely. And it's not like they didn't want bigger receivers. We've gone through it over and over again, how disappointing the big receivers have been over the last several years. And I think what should be pointed out beyond the fact that this kid is 6'3", is he is now one of three four-star wide receivers that they brought in. We could all lament about the one that got away, the five-star, but they didn't do so badly here with three four-star wide receivers.
And we'll get to a couple more of them here. Next up in line right away is Parker Washington, who's from Texas. Really productive player down there. Number 288 in the 24/7 composite. He's another guy who surged after his senior season. He also he very much held his own and then some. Competing at the opening, which is a showcase for all the best players in the country. And when you're 5'10", 200 pounds as he is, it's kind of hard to stand out in that testing environment. Everybody's going to ooh and ah over the 6'5 guys, the 6'5, 220 players. But Parker Washington is a compact, stout, quick, accomplished, very intuitive type player. He is custom built to play that slot position. I'm not sure. I don't have the expertise to say whether he could or couldn't play on the outside as well. But Penn State would do very well if he ends up being maybe the successor to KJ Hamler. Maybe that's in 2021. Maybe that's in 2020. He is also, I think, one of the few real instant impact guys. Penn State's got a lot of bodies at wide receiver. 12 when you include the players in this class in 2020. Justin Shorter, of course, not part of that group, having moved on. Parker Washington, I love him in the slot. I think he is built for that, absolutely.
And we saw, I know that KJ Hamler sat out his first year. That was more because of injury coming off. But he was an instant impact the first time he got on the field.
He also weighed 150 pounds or so when he arrived. Parker Washington, 5'10", 201. He kind of built like a running back, and he plays like a wide receiver.
He's one of those I'm looking forward to seeing.
Very anxious. And again, if it were just tools, okay. But he has used them. He's done everything he possibly could. He's just not 6'3". You know, and he's built for a specific purpose, and Penn State wants him for that specific purpose. So he's another one where the ranking is good now. He was a three-star coming into the year, but you have to take that with a grain of salt. We'll get to the other wide receiver in just a moment. But Kevon Lee, the second running back commit in this class, both from the state of Florida, joins Noah Kane as running backs. Obviously, Jaywan Sider with that experience in Florida, the recruiting connections in Florida. He's getting guys at the position that he coaches at running back. Kevon Lee, 6 foot, 210 pounds. He plays with power. He runs with power. He's kind of in the similar mold to Noah Kane in this class. The other one, we'll skip ahead to him. Kevon Lee, number 272 nationally. Kazai Holmes is about 6 feet, 180. He plays more uniquely, you know, listed as an all-purpose back. He's more of a wiry type back who I can definitely see uses more of a running back out of the backfield as a receiver, end around type stuff. He's a unique player that brings, you know, it's a discredit to him to say finesse, but where I think Kevon Lee and Noah Kane bring some power, bring some thunder, because Kazai Holmes is lightning.
And we have found out you can play multiple running backs, but with this is mostly it's a tribute to Jaywan Sider. Penn State missed out on a couple regional running backs, but they didn't miss out on running backs. They're going into Florida. You get 2 4-star running backs out of Florida. What does that say about this running backs coach?
And they want to be here. They want to be playing for him. You know, that goes from a relatability, you know, him being able to relate to these guys, and also the confidence that he can develop them. He's a rare assistant who's got both, who can take kids from Florida, you know, and have them, you know, looking at the prospect of playing in state college in November and still want to be here.
Very, very much as a coach has been a difference maker.
100% in recruiting and in development. Now, this is 4 running backs in 2 classes now. Noah Kane and Devin Ford in 2019, and now Holmes and Kevon Lee in 2020. You were already concerned about this being a crowded backfield. The big piece that remains out there is how do they continue to mix and match these guys?
And I'll go back to something I said last year when James Franklin talked about the crowded room not being staggered enough. If your biggest complaint is you've got too much talent there, I'll live with that complaint.
That's a good place to be. A good place to be for Penn State. A lot of talent in that running back room. Kaziah Izzard was the next on the list. Defensive tackle listed at 6'3", 281 pounds. He will have some room to grow into that frame. But again, I mean, would you be stunned if by the end of August he's 6'3", 295? And if he's 6'3", 295, how ready is he? He's a player who's very good technique-wise. I recall, you know, it's been a little bit since I watched his film personally, but I recall him using his hands well and having sort of the instincts that's required to play in that short area space inside. I think he's got the chops to play pretty fairly early in his career. I don't know about year one. I don't know if he'll be asked or if Penn State desires him to play in year one, but it could be a year two kind of guy. He's in that rotation. He's a good player.
Why don't you mention the next guy also, because it's the same position?
Cole Brevard, I think at 6'3", 305, I think you're looking at more of a Fred Hansard type player. I think he's not quite as bulky as Fred was, but probably moves a little bit better than Fred did as a high school player from New Jersey. Brevard ranked number 199 in the 24/7 composite. He again is a 4-star from Indiana. A good combination with these two guys at defensive tackle.
And we've talked for years about the recruiting at defensive tackle. Was it up to snuff with where you've been? Bringing in 2 4-star guys, little different styles to them.
Yeah.
That's all good.
I think the last, what's it been, probably 3 classes, you can really start to disregard that. They've gotten a really good mix of players. In the 2018 class, it was P.J. Mustipher, but it was also Judge Culpepper, who we're just beginning to see. We haven't seen Aeneas Hawkins yet. I think he's a year 4, year 5 type impact player for Penn State. We'll see him develop over time. But they've kind of put that quote unquote struggled recruiting defensive tackle well into the rear view. You just haven't, you know, it's a position that takes a little while. So you haven't really seen the maximum fruits of that labor yet. I think 2020 is the year where you really start to see it.
And you also have, unlike some of the other positions, we've been talking about building up the depth. You can play one quarterback at a time. You typically play exactly 5 offensive linemen this year, like 6.
Yeah.
But the defensive line, you're rotating at least 2, maybe even 3 at each position. So that's where this depth really makes a difference. It's a good position to be deep.
Yeah. You want to be deep. You want to rotate bodies. And it's also good in terms of long-term development that you can be the third defensive tackle at one of those spots and get meaningful playing time and be able to learn and grow from that. Penn State's getting that depth at defensive tackle that they can do that. Holmes is the next guy. He's ranked number 195. We talked about his game a little bit. Unconventional runner. He's not your pound it straight ahead north-south guy. He can be used in interesting ways, I think. Keandre Lambert is the next wide receiver, a four-star, the highest rated of the wide receiver group, number 176 in the country. He's a four-star from Virginia. Listed at 6'1", 176. He is a technician, I think, at wide receiver. He's not the big guy. He's not the compact guy. He's a better player at this point in time than, you know, guys who have fit a similar body type in your Mac Hippenhammers and your Cam Sullivan Browns. Keandre Lambert is a wide receiver through and through. He's a polished player. He was a really good get late in this cycle. Enzo Jennings, the safety from Michigan, speaking of polished players, he's been around for a long time. I think he was a guy who was getting offers in eighth and ninth grade. I don't think he's a guy who's plateaued, but I think that a certain expectation came along with him that he was going to explode after getting all those offers. Didn't quite unfold that way, but a really good, got good physical tools, got a lot of really good production under his belt too as a longtime starter there at Oak Park. Listed at number 157 in the 24/7 composite. Last two guys here, Theo Johnson, the tight end from Canada, 6'6", 242, four-star, number 84 player in the country in the 24/7 composite. All the physical tools, all the athleticism, a lot of what you're looking for to maybe make an instant impact at tight end. A key piece, I think, I mean, I've said it before all along, I think he's one of the top one or two targets on the board, even to start this cycle, to get him there at the end when they had to fight hard to get him. Huge win for Penn State on the recruiting trail here.
It is, and it relit some of the momentum for this team that you just felt was, because most of these guys, they got earlier in the cycle. Big recruit, big, literally, just looks like the perfect fit, the perfect heir apparent to Pat Freiermuth.
Curtis Jacobs, the top-rated player in this class in the 24/7 composite, he checks in at number 44 nationally. He's a player who, you know, every time you see him, he's doing something that resembles freakish behavior on the football field. I remember footage coming out of camp last year where he's running stride for stride. He's covering Micah Parsons as a receiver. If he's running with Micah Parsons, I think he's going to be okay. Most recently, a crazy dunk in his first basketball game of the year, coming right out of football. You think about that, the beating you take playing football, and you're going to come out and throw down a big jam in basketball the first game.
I joked earlier in the week about tight end university. Well, it is linebacker U.
And the past three classes, Parsons, Brandon Smith, who am I missing from the previous class? I'm blanking from Michigan. Anyway, Curtis Jacobs to this class, really good group of linebackers, really good class as a whole. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.